USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The death toll from this weekend's winter storm is climbing. At least 55 people are dead nationwide after the brutal storm left some communities buried in snow. More than 24 have died in western New York alone, where more than 40 inches of snow left vehicles stranded and people trapped over the holiday weekend. Another issue that's been ongoing in hard-hit Buffalo, New York, is looting by criminals. Mayor Byron Brown says they're not looting stores for food or other necessities, but for goods they want.
So these aren't even people in distress. These are people that are taking advantage of a natural disaster and the suffering of many in our community.
New York's governor says federal help is coming in the wake of the historic storm. At the same time, Southwest Airlines is leading the way for cancellations today. More than 3,600 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. had already been canceled today, according to FlightAware. Hubs having the most issues included Denver, Las Vegas, Chicago Midway, Dallas Love Field, and Phoenix Sky Harbor. As much of the country faced a deep freeze this holiday season, tensions on border security continue to heat up.
Three busloads of migrants were dropped in Kamala Harris's home on Christmas Eve in below-freezing temperatures. President Joe Biden has called such tactics un-American, reckless, and simply wrong, and his administration again condemned the move on Sunday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has previously tweeted, "We're sending migrants to her backyard," to call on the Biden administration to do its job and secure the border. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
China's main health authority will no longer be publishing daily COVID numbers amid a massive spike in cases, a change announced on Sunday. Health officials in just one province had been reporting more than 1 million new cases a day, with other cities reporting hundreds of thousands. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A voter-approved gun background check law could go into effect next week in Oregon. A judge says he'll decide by next Tuesday whether to lift his ban on the new law. Voters approved the plan to require all background checks be completed before guns can be sold. Right now, gun dealers can finalize a sale if the background check takes too long. The Oregon Attorney General's office is pushing to have the law go into effect. Millions of Americans likely to continue the mad rush back to the store to return unwanted, unnecessary, or unfitting items. NBC News' Vicki Nguyen says, avoid accidentally throwing away the gift receipt with the wrapping paper.
No receipt might mean no refund.
If you do lose the receipt, your options are to re-gift the item or have that awkward conversation with the person who gave you the gift to see if they have a receipt.
Also, time your returns for when a business is not likely to be crowded so you can avoid unnecessary stress. Two players involved in a post-game altercation following Sunday's Los Angeles Rams-Denver Broncos game being suspended. The NFL announced the Rams' Odey Abushe and the Broncos' Randy Gregory will each serve a one-game suspension. The players took swings at each other after the game had ended. Fans of the late Pittsburgh Steelers star Franco Harris will have their chance to say goodbye at a public event tomorrow. A viewing open to the public will be held from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Franco Harris died last week at the age of 72. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,